encontrará. Esa paz no me resistirá. Y ojalá una fuerza me vendrá, con la cual otra hiedra mi cariño evadirá. Una fuerza con la cual otra hiedra mi cariño evadirá. Una fuerza con la cual otra hiedra mi cariño evadirá.
And you're listening to Miramar live here at WRIR on Global Agogo. Music from around the world in the universal language of groove. With four different ways to enjoy this program. First of all, live on the radio every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. on Le Tout Poussant WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Also through WRIR's Time Machine at WRIR.org/listen. Where you can hear this show live as a web stream simulcast or on your schedule as a podcast. So if you are tuning in specifically to hear Miramar and you would like to hear them again after this is done, WRIR.org/listen, and it's right there. And just scroll down, find Global Agogo. You'll find this program, and you can listen again at your leisure. Plus, the show will also be rebroadcast on other radio stations in what I fancifully call the Global Agogo Radio Network. And last but not least, it'll be available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the AInfos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral for, all.net. And that podcast will be available in perpetuity. The one at WRIR.org/listen will be gone after a few weeks. But this one will be there permanently, and I'll post a fixed URL link to that on the post that you can look at about this show on WRIR.org or on my website, globalagogo.com. You can download it. You can bring it with you. You can listen to that one anytime. And I should have that up either tonight or tomorrow morning for this program. And I'm so happy to have Miramar here in the studio with me for the first time in 11 years and with this wonderful occasion of having this new record. And let's talk a little bit about this record and how it came about. When did you start working on this one?
First of all, I just want to say, Bill, thank you for having us. And you mentioned all those different places your radio show's broadcasting. And, you know, you're kind of famous. I run into musicians all the time, especially when I go up to New York. And, you know, if they're promoting an album, oh, you think you can... that show, Global Agogo, it's such a great show. You think he'll play my music? You know, you're very well known, I have to say. But more importantly, you're doing so much for this community of musicians that fall under this umbrella of world, you know, which is so weird. You know, it's hard to like...
It doesn't mean anything now, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird, but it's so great that you're taking... It's huge, and you're coming from here, from Richmond, and people really know you all over the world.
Well, that's cool. I really appreciate you saying that. On that subject of world, or what does it mean? I mean, to me, it's folk music. I mean, all music is folk music, right? Isn't that what Louis Armstrong said? Because I'd never heard any music made by horses, right? But it's folk music in the sense that it's rooted in something, you know, that's before it. And you heard this band talk very articulately about the influences that they have that go all the way back to music from like the 1920s and 30s. And so whether that's folk music or pop music or whatever you want to call it, it doesn't really matter. I think another thing about it is that it's music made by people, and we've got six people in the studio here, and then along with me, I've got Richard Schellenberg, who's doing the engineering. And I don't want to put down music that people make in their bedroom, but it's gotten to be so easy to be a musician, just like it's so easy to be a DJ. There is nothing easier in the world than to call yourself a DJ now. And so what do I do?
Yeah, that's a big complaint for me.
Yeah. What do I do that distinguishes me? And, Marley's said it much better than I could ever say it, but that's what you try to do is distinguish yourself, and this is a band that really does that too all the time. Now, but back to the record, how did it get started? When did it get started?
It started when we started playing. I mean, yeah. like
That I think it's really important to say, and I, again, like I'm not, there's no shade on anybody here, but it, our process is kind of long, you know? And like, so some of these songs we've really been playing almost since we started.
Yeah.
And to get them into the form that they're in now and like really the arrangement from our least, we've played it a million different ways. And to find something that settles and feels right and like this is what we want to like produce as in like this is what we want to offer. I think it takes a long time to do that. And when you're, you know, the good thing about Miramar is that we have no money. And so nobody's
so great.
Nobody's hounding us saying like we need something now, you know. So we had actually like a lot of time. But I do think that's just an important point about the creative process and that the hunger for constant content is hurting art. And that like the more when you can actually take time, and of course like we hope there's not 11 years in between our next we're all gonna be like in here in walkers.
Yes.
But like you know, I think it's important to point out that it takes time to develop things that you feel like are worth showing the world. And it doesn't have to be every year that you have to put something new out, you know. So these songs honestly have been around for years.
Yeah, they went through a bunch of changes. Also because we had the opportunity to play with an orchestra. Like that's sort of like we had these songs and then we have our opportunity to play with Richmond Symphony in, during COVID. And that really changed a lot of things. And we were already playing with string quartets. Like we were going on tour. We played in Russia and France. And we were like always playing with string quartets and all these things. But you know, I think all these things, and it was like, well, how do we make an album? Because we have so many like versions of these songs that we work with string quartets, or just a band, or just the three of us, or you know, it's like all over the place. So that's why the album is sort of like that too. It's sort of like a tasting of like some of the songs have the strings, all the orchestra, some of it, you know, it's just me and Oregon, and yeah, some of it's just the band. But the album came about like, you know, like I said, a lot of these songs have been years in the work making, and some of them. Once they were finally, after a few different sessions, we had had them to a point. Yeah, I just mailed it off, emailed it the first of the year last year, just sort of through connections. I had an email for Ansonia Records that, and I was like, well, I got to start mailing this out because ideally, I'm prepared to do it myself like I did with Bayaritmo, but I was very excited if someone could help us get it out in the world. So,
and they were actually like our very first, like if we could have said, okay, we would love to put it out with this label, it would have been Ansonia.
Yeah, Ansonia, I was going to talk to, she had some labels of mine and, you know, I have friends who own labels, you know, but Ansonia was sort of, I had been following them the last few years as they started to put out, reissue their, remaster their catalog. And Ansonia Records, just for people who don't know, is a label that's been around since 1949 that was started by Puerto Ricans living in New York in a barrio, and they started this label to, you know, bring music that they knew that the people of this, you know, the body of New York City liked, and they could, you know, and they did, they were very successful. A lot of, some of my favorite artists are Ansonia from the 50s. Nota Morales is a huge one, but there's so many. And then, so what happened was when they that label sort of just, you know, couldn't stay up with the times through this, through the decades. It was passed through the son, the grandson, and it, things went digital, and they went, you know, they went from vinyl to tape to CD, and they're like, oh my God, now I got to do this digital thing. I think that's when they were just like, forget it. It's
Done, right?
I mean, it's, you know, we all know here. Mm-hmm. We, I mean, been through that a little bit. So then you know, a lady named Liza Richardson, who is a DJ for KCRW for many, many, many years, and she was very interested in, I basically worked out that she took over the label a few years ago, and her, the first band she put out was like a band we love, Meridian Brothers. So we were like, wow, they're putting out Meridian Brothers. That's so cool, you know. So we were like, oh, let's see if they like Miramar, and they loved Miramar. We were very like, oh.
So it was a total cold call. You didn't know Liza Richardson or anything.
No, just a friend of ours had done some work with him with the Meridians.
Yeah.
And he basically was like, hey, I really think you should check out this record. And so he had their ear.
Okay, so that was Eblis Alvarez?
No. Our friend Pablo Iglesias.
Oh, Pablo. Oh, yeah. Okay,
he
great.
He did the lyrics. Liner notes. For many Bayaritmo albums, for Miramar album, Pablo's sort of been a very important person in my life between Bayaritmo and Miramar.
And a one-time guest on Global Agogo
well.
One of the rare times that he's been in Richmond. So shout out to DJ Bongohead.
Yeah.
That's a guy. There's somebody who's a real DJ.
Oh, yeah.
He's also a walking encyclopedia.
Totally. So. Yeah. And so Ansonia picked it up. And so here you are. The release date was January 10th.
Here we are. Ansonia is putting it out, and it's all over the world, and we don't have they're not like a huge label, so we're not like touring extensively.
Right.
There's no big money, but we got it out, and we're playing as much as we can, and we'll have some cool things happening later this year.
Yeah, and you had some great gigs in January. You were at the Secret Planet Showcase.
Yes.
Where all of us got the flu.
Oh, yes.
I was there also.
That's right. And then you came home sick. I was sick, too.
Yeah, boy. But it was a great trip. And you played at Barbez, right?
Barbez is our second little home.
Yeah.
We go up there all the time because that's our first album was on Barbez, and we love Barbez.
Yeah. Yeah, and Olivier is the man.
Hi, Olivier.
And so now you've got, aside from the show in Richmond, you've got a little kind of mini tour coming up in March as well, right?
Yeah, we're going to be up and down the East Coast as much as we can because that's easy. We got some things going on in Chicago and hopefully West Coast later this year. And fingers crossed that we get to Colombia or Mexico or Puerto Rico soon, too.
That would be kind of a goal, is to be able to tour in Latin America.
Oh, huge goal. Huge.
Yeah, yes. That would be fantastic. All right, listen, let's play another one if that's okay.
Sure, we're going to do Los Sabras. You can tell them.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, I'm glad. I was going to request this one.
Oh, cool.
Because I want to hear Gary's solo on this.
Oh, yeah.
So the song Los Sabras, and it means you will know, it's basically fatherly advice to a son. The father's very confident, telling the son all the things he will teach him about life. And then the son ultimately really learns through the father's mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the end, the father's like, hey, you know, you're just going to have to fight. You'll win, you'll lose, and you'll have to swallow all of your lies.
That reminds me of a story about my father. The time that I saw him the most hungover, he was not a guy that drank very much, but he was really, really hungover one morning after some big party. And he was in the bathroom, trying to shave or something. And he turned and he looked at me. He said, son, let this be a lesson to you.
You don't want to feel like this.
Enseñar quién es quién en la vida. Yo te voy a enseñar, lo verás, tú sabrás. Yo te voy a enseñar a quién darle tu vida. Yo te voy a enseñar de la sinceridad y del alma sin prisa. Yo te voy a enseñar cuando hay que llorar o poner la sonrisa. En tu vida verás bienvenida y partida. En tu vida verás lágrimas, mucho más. En tu vida verás promesas no cumplidas. En tu vida verás lo que no hacer papá a través de mi vida. En tu vida verás que no soy la verdad, solo culpa y herida. Odio y amor serán tu sombra.
que luchar. Tragarás tus mentiras, mucho hay que luchar. Ganarás, perderás, mucho hay que luchar. Con gente presumida, mucho hay que luchar. Tumbarán lo que tú hayas puesto arriba. Mucho hay que luchar para poder defender tu vida incomprendida. Mucho hay que luchar para poder defender tu vida incomprendida.
That is Miramar, and that's a song that I don't think anybody else would ever play like that. And that is so cool. Los Abras, and that is on the new album, which is called Entre Tus Flores. It was just released on January 10th by Ansonia Records, but that was not the record. That was them here live in WRIR Studio C. And we're so happy to have you guys here. It's this is really, really a fantastic session. I am totally enjoying it. I hope the audience is. I want to say thank you and welcome to all the new people who are listening today. I know because we've got a meter for how many people are listening online, and it's about twice what I usually have for this show. So that's pretty cool. So I figured that a lot of you guys don't listen to us on the regular. And so this is what community radio in Richmond is all about. This is a city with an amazing depth of musicians, and we try to get all of them up here in to play live at one time or another. And I'm glad that we got to do this again with Miramar. We only did it 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And so now we can do it again. So, Ray.
Yes, sir.
Your interest in Greek and Turkish and Middle Eastern music really coming into the Miramar here, particularly in that song. How did you get into all of that kind of stuff?
Through Justino.
So Justino, it was you just, first.
It was Justino that, well, first it was my my best friend, Cleopatra, who lives in Virginia Beach.
Uh-huh.
And she introduced me to Greek music. But Justino introduced me to Abdel Halim Hafez. One of our many van tours. It just blew my mind. It blew my mind because I just had all those textures that I love. You know, the electric guitar, the weird organs, and just a wonderful, wonderful singer, and just crazy orchestral arrangements. It really, you know, just opened up a whole world of.
Yeah.
So much so that in our last Biorritmo album,
yes,
the song Codeína is really heavy influenced by both of those genres. Actually, not only Egyptian Arabic music, but Greek music as well.
Right. It sounds like it's from one of those Egyptian movies, you know, with the orchestras.
It's only pretending through one of these songs, you know.
Yeah, that is
one reason that Gary is such a great fit too, you know. He got this tall redhead Minnesotan guy come in and just like throw down with everybody.
He's a master of Turkish strings.
Yeah.
Right.
Blow it up.
Yeah, so we're talking about Gary Kalar, who does not have a mic, I guess. But we'll just talk about him instead.
Yeah, I like that.
and I think maybe one of the most recent Studio C sessions I did was with Gary's current band, Zarave, in which he doesn't play guitar at all. He just plays what he calls weird Turkish banjos.
Yeah.
And then Pippin Barnett is on drums and Stevie Ray Williams on bass. And so it's this kind of like improv Turkish jazz. I don't know how to, it's a great band.
Super awesome
Super
band.
Super good band.
And so, yeah, so he steps up.
He's here either.
No, he steps up on that song to really deliver something that probably no other guitar player in Richmond could play.
Amen.
Yeah. And let's see. What else did I want to ask you about? Oh, you know what we haven't talked about is the Russia trip. I mean, I know this stuff is all ancient news now, but these guys got to. You're the last band sponsored by the U.S. State Department ever to play in Russia.
Yes,
yeah, I think so.
Although that may change.
Band.
That may change now in the Trump administration. We may send all of our artists to Russia. Yeah.
We might be, our next show might be exiled from there.
That trip was one of the most, I mean, for me, one of the most wonderful experiences ever. You know, just such a beautiful trip.
It's hard to even imagine. And you were there in the winter, and you were there right before COVID,
like you almost
got quarantined in Russia.
Yeah, we felt like we were the last people allowed to leave, and the last people allowed to land in New York.
So. Holy cow!
But you know, we're bringing this music to Russia, and this music relies so much on the lyric and everything. I mean, not so much because the music is gorgeous and music moves. There's no question, and we saw that there. You know, lyrics didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I cried, people cried in the crowd sometimes, you know, and it was just a beautiful experience to have that connection just on a musical level, you know, just to see that people be affected by, you know, the chords and the textures and, you know, and this moves you to.
Yeah.
And Lauren and Ray, they learned how to sing a couple songs in Russian.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That was nice.
And that was really touching because we
and nerve wracking.
Pick some songs that were popular. Same, you know, similar style, and yeah, it went over. It was a really amazing trip. But yes, we were the last band to do that tour.
Lorraine, are you a language savant?
No, or, no, I'm
definitely
not, really not.
She's a regular Julio Iglesias. A regular Charles Austin.
Because I mean, here's a woman who has fronted the best Brazilian band in Richmond.
She fronts every band in Richmond.
She does.
No.
For a long time. And then I found out, you know, when I met her, I found out that you were like from Tennessee.
That's right, Bill. Come from Kingsport, Tennessee.
And so you, but you sound great singing in Spanish too. I would like to hear you sing in Russian, but maybe we'll do that afterwards.
She killed it.
And she can sing in every language, basically. And she fools them all.
What's the trick? What's the trick?
That's like my first love probably when I was a kid. I mean, I asked my mom, the only other language I really had ever heard of was French.
Uh-huh.
And my mom, I was like, can I have a French dictionary when I was like 8 years old?
Because
I thought if I just learned all the words, then I could speak French.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't go great. But I always had the hunger for, you know, for me, listening to music in other languages was always really appealing to me. It was never like a barrier. It was something that kind of drew me in.
I'm the same, you know. I'm the same. If it's in something other than English, it's much more interesting to me.
It allows you to kind of, it's like a window for something that you really can't touch otherwise, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a really beautiful part of it. I think that's why, I mean, Curtis has been toured in Russia too with the John Wynn's group. What was that band called? Neighborliness?
No. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we've all had these experiences being abroad. Gary's band toured all over the world, and he's spent a lot of time in other countries learning different styles of music. And it's really important as far as, like, diplomacy and just, like, opening up your eyes to how other people experience life and live and sharing, you know, saying, oh, we all share this same reaction to this song, even if you don't know, I don't know what you're saying or whatever. So I think it's a really important thing, especially now in our country and in our, like, really the world cultures as we get more and more kind of circling the wagons, and you know, that's really not what art and music should be about. So
no, I mean, it's now and it's all the time. It's valuable all the time. And you know, for those of us who are Americans whose ancestors came from somewhere else, which is to say almost all of us, it's something that we all have actually in common. All right. Well, with that having been said, we're going to get back to the music. Is that right?
Oh, sure. Or do you want to do a Greek song? Do you want us to do a Greek song?
Hey, do whatever you want to do. I mean, absolutely. That would be fantastic.
Oh, I don't know. Hold on. Give us 2 seconds.
Yeah, sure.
Do you have this song? You hope so?
You're listening to Global Agogo here on 97.3 WRIR. We've got Miramar in Studio C, and they may be executing a U-turn here as we speak, just based on our conversation. So far, all the songs that they've played have been on their new album, which is called Entre Tus Flores, which just came out on Sonia Records. And if you're here in Richmond, you can see them on February 14th at Reveille Experiences. And go to their social media, Miramar Boleros.
Yes, look up Miramar Boleros.
To see all of the other gigs that they're going to be doing in possibly your town, if you're listening from outside of Richmond. They're going to be in the Northeast in March. And it sounds like they're going to be in the Midwest and the West Coast later in the year, too. Now, what have you got planned?
So we'll do something different for you, Bill.
Okay. And all those other folks that are listening, too, right?
Oh, yeah, for everybody listening. We'll do one of these Greek songs because it's sort of a project that we have that we'll hopefully finish one day where we'll put out a little EP of some songs we do in Greek.
Okay.
So this is called Ipopsia. We do this a lot live. It will feature Gary on guitar, myself on organs, and yeah, it's a whole other groove, but you'll see. What's the song about?
I forget. Suspicion.
Oh, yeah, Suspicion.
That's right.
Okay. So this is, they will be singing in Greek. Let's see who understands. Ready?
Είναι μαρτύριο να ζω με υποψία. Μ' αμφιβολία το κορμί ήσουν αφιλό. Κι αφού υπάρχει αφορμή, εγώ πιστεύω πως εσύ θα έχεις τύψει για όλη αυτή την ιστορία. Σου δίνει την αγάπη
μ' αγαπήσεις πια δεν έχει σημασία. Η υποψία θα μου καίει την καρδιά. Κι αφού υπάρχει αφορμή, εγώ πιστεύω πως εσύ θα έχεις τύψει σε όλη αυτή την ιστορία. Εγώ πιστεύω πως εσύ θα έχεις τύψει σε όλη αυτή την ιστορία.
All right.
That yeah, was, that goes out to the Javos family and the Arabuglu family.
Oh, that was awesome. And I was just, I was, we talked about Secret Planet Showcase a minute ago. And when I was there, I got to talk to Olivier Conan for a little bit, who runs Barbez Records and is probably like your biggest fan. I mean, he loves this band, and that's what we were talking about. And he said, you know, Bill, what they need to do is they need to make a record of the Greek songs.
Yes, he's been pushing for that for a while. He's also a huge, yeah. It's hopefully get something out this year with that.
Yeah, well, that would be very cool.
We have
cool.
So many songs that we love that we cover that we were just trying to figure out which one we're going to do.
So I had no idea he was going to say that. I was really
good to know. What else did he say?
What else?
He's a picky guy.
Yeah, well, he should be, you know. Talk about somebody who does so much for music. I mean,
yeah.
Incredible. They've been putting on fantastic shows at Barbez for 20 years now, I think, right? Mm-hmm. And I have to say, the first time I ever walked in there, I felt like I was walking into, like, the back room at Bogart's. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. You remember? It's about that size.
Yeah, it's very tiny.
And it was like, there was all these people that knew us. I was like, what am I doing in Brooklyn? All these people know me. This is not just me and my wife, not just me. And it was really cool. It was like being in your living room. Love that place.
Yeah, it's really nice.
So let's, I think we got time if you want to do one more song.
Really? Okay.
I think we have time for that.
Okay,
but
sure.
Is there, what else should we talk about? I think I've exhausted all of my topics off the top of my head. I mean, have we talked enough about the record? You know what we haven't talked about? All these people that are on the record. That's what I wanted to ask you about. So
oh,
I know
because
yeah. You did. Cause
everybody's on this.
So
record.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah,
let me pull up my list. Sorry. So yeah, we worked with a lot of different people, mainly because we did it over various sessions. So we didn't go in and record for a week. We kind of did a couple days here, a couple days there over the course of like a year.
Yeah. So you did. You went to Space More. Bomb. Of course, you went to Minimum Wage.
So we had. Yeah, we were at both places, and we did one. One of the songs we did completely live was Yedra at Space Bomb,
mm-hmm.
And that had a bunch of people from the Richmond Symphony on it.
Right.
Specifically, we work with the Rosette String Quartet, mm-hmm. led by Ellen Riccio here in Richmond. That we work with them a lot.
Let's get in a bigger plug for them now. While we're talking about
yeah.
it, what a great group that
yes.
is.
Yes, yeah, Rosette really String Quartet.
They have a So Hot right now coming up in March. Is that right?
Yeah.
So it's coming.
Oh, have they ever played? They should play on this.
I don't think they've played here.
They
no.
Should do that.
Yeah.
So yeah, they through them, but also just because it's Richmond, we know a lot of people. So we were able to get a lot of different. You know, it was a chamber orchestra. It was like mini orchestra,
mm-hmm.
strings, all the strings plus John Wynn on clarinet. Lauren Serpa on flute and oboe. Lauren. I don't know her last name, on oboe.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had the trio of woodwinds, and we had them. We had Adam Hopkins on bass. We have we had Justin on a bunch of stuff with percussion. We had Cameron Ralston play on bass on a few.
Mm-hmm.
We had Andrew Randazzo featured with also with Devon Harris on drums. We had
so the Butcher Brown guys.
A couple, they're on a few songs, and yeah, it just because, like I said, and Gary's on guitar. Yeah, it's all mixed up because we recorded in different throughout the year in different sessions, and we went up to New York for one song. We worked with Sebastian Cruz and Brian Vargas.
Right.
Sebastian Cruz had a little recording studio. We worked on Paradero. That's the song.
Dan Martinez
on bass up there. Gabo Tomasini on Vongo for that.
All right, yeah. Shout out to Gabo.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then we also had Penny. What's her last name?
Oh, yeah.
Penny Chanjarini. Oh, and she has that amazing part.
She did that in my sunroom.
Really?
Andy came over with her, and mm-hmm. they just like recorded just that little section, and we used like the what we recorded at my house. I mean, it was super last minute. She was leaving the next morning, you know.
So that was kind of like an improv. She just like said.
She sang a lot of different things. Actually, that was what we ended up using, you know.
Yeah.
Like, she gave us a lot of different options of things.
And for those that don't know, Penny Chanjarini is a fantastic Indonesian musician who spent a lot of time here in Richmond teaching at University of Richmond. Now she's back in Indonesia. She's going to be back here in the spring. She's going to be playing at the U of R's Modlin Center series with the Kronos Quartet.
Awesome.
So she's really moving up there in the world. And I saw she's going to be on the bill at the Big Ears Festival in Knoxville.
Yeah, she's playing Big Ears this year. That's right.
And so I'll be there, and we'll hopefully get to see her there as well.
Yes.
She's a fantastic, fantastic musician.
So there's probably something people are missing. But that was...
Yeah. But Lance and Minimum Wage, we owe so much to him this. I mean, we just did so many different versions of different songs, and because of him being such a good friend and just a great guy, he's a real reason why this got to develop over time as it did, because he let us. I mean, we had the opportunity to go in and just try things, you know. So we owe him a lot. For this forever.
Yeah.
And then we were very lucky to work with Simon Guzman, who's based out of LA, who works a lot with Diamond West Records. He mixed this for us, and that was pushed it to next level for us, because we were just excited the way to meet him and work with him.
So. And Diamond West is a relatively new label with the West Coast group of the Budos Band guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's Andrew Tankel and Tommy Brennick, right?
Yeah.
And they have this new album out for Jorge, the Brazilian singer, that's
so
quite Simon good.
Simon Guzman did mix both of his records.
Yeah,
so
that
was a great connection, because he really understood the sound world we were going for.
Mm-hmm.
Like late 70s, Jorge Bain.
Yeah.
It's great.
Oh, yeah. We're so happy.
Everyone should sound like late 70s Jorge Bain, right?
It's the best time.
All right, so last number, what do you want to play?
I don't know. What do you want to play, Lauren? Oh, God.
What is the list?
Tupaina. Okay.
Yeah, let's do Tupaina.
Okay.
Tupaina is a bolero written for us by Sebastian Cruz, a Colombian guitarist, singer-songwriter in Brooklyn. And he actually toured in Russia with us, and, you know, and he loves this music just as much as we do, and... wonderful guy. Anyway, this song is about a love, a partner in this relationship that is left, and what's left behind the other person can't possibly bear to get rid of. The comb on the sink, or or their feet are looking for the other person's feet under the covers, not knowing that they'll never come back, and can't even throw away the pillow because it is now become a cemetery of dreams. Wonderful song. This is Tu Peine by Sebastian Cruz.
Del baño, no sabes el daño que sufro al mirarlo, no llego a tocarlo, me mira con odio,
mi razón está nublada, mi alma sigue enamorada y mis pies congelados te buscan bajo las cobijas, no saben que ya no vuelves más.
No vuelves más.
De la almohada tu perfume, rezo para que se esfume, pero aún no la llego a botar. Cementerio de sueños perdidos que ya no vuelven más. Aún oigo tus pasos y veo tus huellas, en ellas me pierdo las noches en vela. El tiempo se estira, me miran tus cosas, inunda mis horas, mi espacio, un vacío infinito. Sueños perdidos que ya no vuelven más. Aún oigo tus pasos y veo tus huellas, en ellas me pierdo las noches en vela. El tiempo se estira, me miran tus cosas, inunda mis horas, mi espacio, un vacío
. All right. Thank you so much to Miramar for coming in and playing live here on Global Agogo today here in WRIR's Studio C. It's WRIR 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. You can pick up their record at all fine record stores. It is called Entre Tus Flores on Ansonia Records. It was released on January 10th. And they will be playing here in Richmond on Valentine's Day at Reveille Experiences in Carytown. Two shows, two admissions for that night, 7:30 and 9:30. The 7:30 is almost sold out. There are still tickets available for the 9:30 show. An ideal thing to do on Valentine's Day, in my opinion. And thank you so much for coming in. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, and we've got time for, I think, one more set of music here on Global Agogo. We're going to finish up with, I'm going to start this next set with an old track by the band from which Miramar sprung, Biorhythmo, from their 1996 debut album, Que Siga la Música. We're going to hear Señor Locutor from Biorhythmo, and we'll hear some garage salsa here in this last set. We'll hear a classic from Willie Colon and Hector Lavoe, Juana Peña. And we're going to finish out with a new reissue from Vompi Soul Records from the band Brooklyn Sounds, which was a really cool, if very, very short-lived, kind of punk rock salsa group from 1972. Their album Libre Free has just been reissued. And from that, we're going to hear Chango Santero. And that should bring us to the end of the hour. We got DJ Greybeard up next with the other black music. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of before I do that, I have another pause for the cause before I'm finished. The Richmond Reproductive Freedom Project is a volunteer-based organization which has been providing practical and financial support for abortion services in Virginia since 2004. They seek to make these vital healthcare services accessible to all people, regardless of their financial status. If you're in need of services, you can call 888-847-1593. For more details, including ways you can help out, you can visit rrfp.net to find out how you can get involved. Now, thank you for tuning in to this edition of Global Agogo, produced live in the studios of WRIR Richmond, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'll be back next week at the same time with a whole lot of new music to play for you. Next up is DJ Greybeard with the other black music. And remember, the future is unwritten.
era una mujer que a muchos hombres había engañado. Pero ya vino un hombre que con un beso la traicionó. Y ese hombre nunca había querido. Y por ese fue que Juana Peña lloró. Y dicen que los años como la nieve fueron pasando. Ella seguía llorando por ese amor que nunca. Ay, Juana Peña, ahora me llora.